At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Sue Today readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. January 13th, Ottawa to go ahead with trucker vaccine mandate after stating it would scrap it, so they quarantine the drivers. Where? Hotel? Cab? Where does the cargo go? Does it wait with the driver? This can only hurt everything, and everyone. And honestly, how many people do truck drivers really come into contact with in a day? It's a solitary job, and an important one. And apparently underappreciated. We've gone from, truck drivers can travel cross-border to ensure the flow of products we need, to, we need to stop truck drivers and make their job more difficult. Matthew T. January 10th. Letter. Omicron presents two crucial issues to healthcare, says hospital, all that money for a new hospital and we are no better off. All they do is keep giving excuses for subpar care. COVID or no COVID, the care is always the same, poor. Maybe get rid of half the management and spend the money on more nurses and doctors. Frank A. Shoemaker upset at city staff, downtown association, so disappointed that the decision to close the Queen Street during the summer was defeated. Again negativity reigned instead of what would be fun for the population of Sault Ste. Marie. Barbara R. January 9th. More construction work proposed on second line. This would be a great opportunity to replace the seldom-used advance turn arrow for eastbound second-line traffic turning north onto Goulet Avenue with one for westbound traffic turning south onto Goulet Avenue. LV remembering a store that treated employees like family, Virene's was an amazing store and I miss those days. We could always find top-quality items for every member of the family. Queen Street was a great place to shop when all those retailers were downtown. Station Mall is now like a ghost town, and it would be great to see Queen Street come back to life. There are a few excellent stores in the downtown area again, but I would love to see more. Joanne O. January 8th. Sault Ste. Marie Police release results of festive ride campaign, there should be more charges. In the last 3 years I have traveled the main arteries and never once did I see a ride program. Not even one police cruiser. SB January 7th. Algoma District School Board has tools in place for return to classes. Will all grades take turns eating unmasked in the two rooms fitted with HEPA filters? How about before and after school programs that take place in elementary schools? Will they be using the classrooms with HEPA filters when these children are eating unmasked? MH Hollingsworth wants expansion of Northern Ontario School of Medicine. Of course, this is a good resolution. However, unless there is some incentive and or some solid expectation of graduating medical students to invest their skill set in Northern Ontario, we may not see any change in the Sault. Ruth T.